News. I'm Bill Wise. The National Weather Service is reminding Missourians that there will be a significant snow event throughout the day today. Parts of extreme northwestern Missouri are under a blizzard warning. The rest of the state should look for snow and wind today, making travel difficult. Kirksville and St. Joseph could see 2 to 4 inches of blowing snow. Kansas City, Moberly, and Columbia could see 2 to 3 inches. Sedalia and Jefferson City are expecting 1 to 2 inches, and parts to the south could see a dusting of snow. Strong northwesterly winds with gusts of 40 miles per hour will cause visibility issues throughout the day. A winter weather advisory is in effect for St. Louis, Rolla, Columbia, Mexico, Lake of the Ozarks, Lebanon, and Springfield. The spread of COVID-19 has set in at the Missouri Capitol 1 week into the legislative session.
A statement from Missouri House Republican leadership says due to the rising number of COVID-19 cases in the building, session has been canceled for next week. House Speaker Rob Vescovo of Arnold, Speaker Pro Tem John Wieman of O'Fallon, and Majority Floor Leader Dean Plocker of St. Louis say the move is out of an abundance of caution to protect members, staff, and visitors. On Tuesday, the GOP-controlled House voted down a plan offered by Democrats that would have required all members to wear a mask while on the floor. Media reports say members of the Senate Republican Majority Caucus are discussing Friday whether to also take a break. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
Missouri's K-12 school workers are waiting their turn to get their COVID-19 vaccination. The state says supply continues to be a roadblock. During this week's Missouri Board of Education meeting, several members, including President Charlie Shields, say school workers should be higher on the priority list.
The faster we get the education community immunized, the faster we get back to in-person learning, which we have said as a board is a huge priority. The more kids we have in school, the more parents we have able to reenter the workforce, the faster the economy recovers.
Ameren Missouri has announced that the corporation has closed on the acquisition of its second wind energy center, a 300-megawatt project in northwestern Missouri's Atchison County.
St. Louis-based Ameren made the announcement on Thursday, saying that renewable energy from the facility is reaching customers as construction continues on some other project turbines. Ameren says the new Atchison Renewable Energy Center and the separate High Prairie Renewable Energy Center near Northeast Missouri's Kirksville will add 700 megawatts of in-state wind generation to the grid. The company says total investment in the two projects is $1.1 billion. Brian Helsworth, Missouri Net.
And Fox TV in St. Louis is reporting that Mike Shannon will call one final season of Cardinals baseball and then retire. This will be Shannon's 50th year in the booth. He turns 82 this summer. More news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. This is News on Missouri Net.